Welcome to How to Study in Germany, a podcast made for and by international students. Listen for not only inspiration from personal stories of other students and alumni community, but also from advices from experts in the fields of language learning, university application, career orientation, housing, and more. In a world where dreams have no borders and determination knows no limits, we bring you the journey of our today's guest, Donya. She hails from the sun-soaked Tunisia to the heart of Germany. This is her story.
Hello, Julia. Thank you for inviting me. About myself. So my name is Donya. I'm from Tunisia. I have 27 years old. I'm doing my master's degree here in Germany. I'm doing a master in management and entrepreneurship. I did my bachelor's degree in Russia in international business. Now I'm in Germany. I'm studying and also I'm working. I work in an app. It's a radio app where you can find like all the radios all around the world. And you can...
And podcasts.
Yeah, radios and podcasts, and you can hear them. The good thing that the most important market that we have, it's like Germany, France, and USA. So I'm focusing more about, I'm like a country expert for France. I'm living in a dormitory since I met Julia in our dormitory. And yes.
Okay, so can you maybe start from telling us why did you decide to go to Russia to do your bachelor there? Because Tunisia and Russia, those are two very, very, very different choices. And yeah, what made you choose it?
Yeah, actually, it was like something I didn't have a plan for it. I didn't say I'm going to Russia from Tunisia. It was just like this. I had an opportunity to go there and study, and the study was in English, and I didn't want to stay like in my home country. I wanted to have like a new experience in another country, and Russia came and I stayed there for 3 years. It was fun. I learned a lot of things. It's nice. And after I came, when I got graduated, I said, okay, do I want to stay in my country or do I want to see other places? And I was like, yeah, maybe Germany, since Germany is known for good quality education and like you can have a good life work experience.
Did you study in Russian?
No, I studied in English, but I did some Russian course and they were so, so hard. Like, no, not for me, Russian. Actually, I speak Arabic. I know it's hard. So I feel like Russian is like Arabic. Both languages are like really, really hard. So... yeah.
So you would say learning German was easier than learning Russian?
Yeah, because German, I feel like there is a lot of words that come from English. It's like it has the same structure, you know, in general. There is like there is the grammar, like the French, like French language or like the English language. Russian was very different.
No. For me, it's the opposite.
Yeah, this is what I want to say. Maybe because you are from Poland,
because it's a Slavic country, yes.
Yeah, so for me, it was like really hard, especially the Cyrillic letters. It's like a nightmare.
Oh, yeah. For me, learning the alphabet was also a difficult step.
Oh my
but
God.
After doing that, like even if I was studying Russian, like let's say, oh my God, probably 10 years ago. And still, if I see something written in Cyrillica, I can read it, you know, like
okay.
once you read this alphabet, it's not that complicated anymore,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Okay. So you mentioned you are working at this Radio DE app.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to ask you something about that. Like, how did you get that job and what do you do there?
Okay, so let me explain from the beginning
the whole story.
So when I came to Germany, I wanted to learn the language. And I was like, okay, the best way to learn a language is maybe to work in a restaurant, in a cafe, or something like this. And I had the opportunity to work in a hotel. So, and I was working for the breakfast. I was like serving people, and I was working with only one woman. She was 65 years old and she doesn't speak English, of course. She's only German. And I was like, just Dunya, this is your life now. You need to learn. Okay? She's just talking in German and I need to understand.
Yeah. And that's when we met at the A1.
Yeah,
German
exactly. And I was like, okay, maybe I need to study more German to understand this woman. But yeah, after with time, like I started asking her, what does this mean? What is this? Na, na, na. And she was really, really open. And I think from her, I learned a lot of basic things in German. And also there is the guest that they come. And I don't know if you know about Lüneburg. So Lüneburg, it's a little city. And I know it's known because there is a German serial that it's very known that they film it in Lüneburg.
You mean the TV program?
Yeah,
because when you said serial, I was thinking about Serial Killer. I heard that many, many years ago, their crazy story, you know,
like a
person working in the cemetery responsible for like serial murders, you
okay.
know?
Oh my God.
Yeah. Oh. So that's what I thought you're talking about. That's known from this.
I mean, like the episode, the TV show.
Yeah.
Like, and
actually, in my Leufana opening week, I had the task to like do something creative, and we recorded the opening of this TV program Rote Rose, and we recorded like the same looking intro, but we changed the song to our own. Like we changed the words and recorded it.
Nice.
It was really funny. It was a funny thing. And after that, I remember this song just playing in my head for a month, you know, over and over again.
Yeah, and this is what I was telling you about. In general, all the old people in Germany, they watch this TV show, and that's why in Lüneburg there is a lot of tourists and old tourists who come and try to discover the city. And when I was working in the hotel, I was always meeting these old people, and they were very friendly to me, and they were like, oh, and they start telling me in the German what do they want or if I don't understand. So they were really nice.
Yeah, so they're understandable.
Yeah. So from that, I started learning some German, and after I was like, okay. So the hotel was closed because they wanted to renovate the hotel. And I said, okay, it's a sign. I need to find a job, more aligned to my studies. And I was searching in LinkedIn and in all the job opportunities, websites. I was like just applying, and till one day they contacted me and they were like, oh, I think it's interesting because you talk a lot of languages, and it's
Russian.
And they were like, okay, we want to meet you. And yeah, and from that day, I started working there.
Okay, yeah. That's a cool story.
Mm-hmm.
What was the most difficult about moving here?
I think the most difficult thing, it's always like when you left your family and friends, difficult to just come here alone by yourself in Lüneburg. It's a little city. It's a good thing maybe because like there is students and you can meet more people. But I think like the most hardest thing was about being by yourself in a new city, in a new country, and you need to learn how to live in.
Mm. I understand.
Yeah.
So like reflecting on that, how studying and moving to Germany has broadened your horizons and enriched your experiences compared to, studying in your home country and in Russia.
Okay. First, like if I studied in my home country, you don't have like this opportunity to work and study in the same time. Because, like, for example, if a company if you want to work in a company as I'm doing now, you cannot work as a student. You need to finish your studies and after apply to work there as a full-time worker. If you want to go there as a student, you need to do an internship and it's for free.
Oh, and that's not fair.
Yeah, and like if you're a student, just live your life in the university and that's all, you know. But in Germany here, I think like I learned how to do both things. Mm-hmm. And it's very interesting because in Tunisia before I was working, but as a freelancer, you know, like I was not in
what
a
were
company.
You doing?
I was like doing content management with my friend. He worked like in a company where they promote everything, you know, Instagrammers. They do like publicity. They do a lot of things. So I used to help him in some Instagram posts on how taking pictures and all of this, but it was very free, you know. It was not like in a company or like you have a special timing. But here in Germany, like the good thing that you learn how to be on time, how how to maybe you will learn how to be more responsible. You will have an idea about how work will be in future as a student, because I feel like not everyone knows how the real life is like when you are in the university, you know?
It's kind of like an utopia when you're like a student that doesn't need to work, you know, your parents are paying for your food,
yes,
etc. Or maybe you're even still living with your parents, mm-hmm, you know? I mean,
yeah,
maybe that's a good point, that it's actually kind of like a life lesson, you
exactly
know? To get a glimpse of what is coming to you so then you're not that shocked,
exactly,
you know, of the responsibilities that will come to you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point. How do you think you've personally evolved since moving here? Like,
so, yeah, I think I am more organized. I'm using my calendar. I write everything on my calendar now. And I think I feel more responsible and I have a bigger vision of how the adult life is like, you know? And I feel like it's really important because before I was not like this.
Mm.
Yeah, I feel like this is a big difference.
And what would be one thing, or maybe more, mm-hmm, from your home country that you miss the most while living here?
Oh, of course, my family, my friends, and food. Even though, like,
everyone says food.
Yeah, food, it's like the most important
thing. It's an official
thing.
Report to the German government. Please increase the quality of your food.
Yeah. Or maybe bringing your mom. It's always good.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. I would love
you.
That. I would love that to my mom.
Yeah, I think it's
so she can cook for me.
I think it's so important.
Rent-free.
Yeah, rent-free. Just cook for me. I want to eat. I want to feel home.
Oh, my God. My mom cooks so well.
Yeah.
And on the contrary, I'm so bad at cooking. Like, because sometimes it's like I am paying, let's say, 30 euros for, mm-hmm, like, ingredients. Then I cook for, let's say, 2 hours.
Yeah.
Then I eat for 10 minutes. Then I clean for 2 hours after eating for 10 minutes. And when I eat this food, it's so disgusting. I go out to eat something because that's how I am not satisfied with the taste. So.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, food is important, I think.
Yeah, food is important.
Yeah.
And even though you miss your home and your friends, you're somehow adapting here, right?
Trying to. Yeah, I'm trying to have like a good student life by working, studying, maybe doing some sports, meeting some friends, even though it's a little bit hard for me because I'm like, okay, maybe I want to just stay in my bed today and not see anyone. But it's good because I live in a student
accommodation
and I'm always meeting people outside. So that's the good thing.
Okay. And have you ever had a hilarious or embarrassing moment while trying to communicate in German or in English?
In German, yes. I remember when I started working in the hotel, I said, okay, because I got a lot of how we say?
I don't know.
Trinkgeld, like the
Tips.
I had a lot of tips, and I said, okay, maybe I need to start saving my tips, you know, and maybe one day I will have a lot of money from it. So I was like, okay, I'm going to buy a money box, you know, like where we put the money inside of it to save money.
Yeah.
I went to the shop, and of course, I don't know what's the name of this money box in German, you know. And I was like, hello, sir. And there is a worker who was like, yeah. I was like, please, do you know the little pork? Do you know the little pink pork that we put money inside? So he was looking at me. I was like, the pink pork. And he was like, oh, okay. And he was like, this called Spardose. And I was like, yeah, I need a Spardose.
Whatever, just give me this little pink pork. Pork.
Yeah, I didn't knew what to say, you know, but it was funny because I didn't knew what's the name of it, and I was like, just give me the pink pork thing.
But well, it's still better than if you would go there and say, give me a box with your money. That sounds like an attack, you know.
It's like, give me all your money.
Hello, Polizei. So is there maybe my next question is related to the previous one. Is there like a German word that you find funny or charming? Do you have your favorites?
Oh, yeah. My favorite is Feierabend.
And what does it mean?
So the thing that I did research on this word, and actually we cannot translate it in English or in French or in even in Arabic, you know. I was searching, but I can explain to you. So Feierabend is when you finish work. It's like the after work, but Germans tells you get a happy Feierabend, get a happy after work.
So it's like have happy spare time.
Yeah.
Like happy evening time.
Yeah, but it's more light about you just finish it work.
Mm-hmm.
And I found it like it's crazy because like they create some words that we don't have like a translation for it. And I really like the word Feierabend because you finish work. So it's like a good, or you finish studying and you're like, whoa, that's a good word, you know, to express that I finished everything.
Yeah, I think so. That's a good one. Okay. Yeah. Do you maybe have a favorite hangout spot or activity here in Lüneburg, or maybe somewhere close to Lüneburg, like Hamburg or Hanover? And what makes it special?
Okay, I think in Lüneburg I have like my favorite spot is like you know the Café Avenir.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
There, like there is a lake. You can sit there. They have good desserts. I like the cake that they do, and I like to go there for studying or staying with my friends.
Yeah, a lot of people go there to study. Actually, right?
Yeah. Even staying with my friends, it's I think having a beer or drinking a coffee, it's always nice to sit there. Lüneburg, in Hamburg. Yeah, there is a park in Hamburg too that I like. But yeah, sometime when I finish work, I go there just to enjoy.
Which one is it?
It's the Alster Park. I think it's very nice.
Yeah, okay. Who or what inspires and motivates you to keep pushing forward in your journey as an international student? Or maybe are there any role models or sources of inspiration that you look up to, you know, to keep being motivated and, you know?
Yeah, I think what really motivates me, it's like me looking at my future and imagining myself as a successful independent woman, you know. And I think that's really motivates me when I'm down, when I feel like by myself, or when I feel like I have
all
a lot of
by myself.
or when you feel alone sometime. I think what motivates me really, it's like first my family, of course, because I always want to show up like I'm the best daughter, you know. I can do everything that you want, and I'm like, they motivate me to do better
in
my life.
You would say you're competitive.
Yes, I am, unfortunately.
Maybe fortunately, if it drives your like ambitious factor.
Yes,
then...
yeah. So I'm more like, okay, I don't care if I'm down because I will be better in the future. Mm. If it's bad because it will be better, you know.
This I remember I used to be very competitive. Maybe now not anymore. I remember as a child. Mm-hmm. I mean, child. I was like 15 years old.
Okay.
There was the time when we finished our secondary school and we go to high school, and the thing is that there was this one super prestigious high school that mm-hmm. no one from my family or friends ever got to mm-hmm. and I was like, okay, I need to get there as the first person in my family, and I was so determined to do it that even though like my grades were perfect, I was still Whoa. Trying to figure out there must be some like plan B for me to get a place. And I wrote like a series of like fake anonymous letters to the director of the school, yeah, to the head teacher, saying that, oh, maybe perhaps you should create one more class Whoa. Because I heard from many sources that there's so many candidates. That maybe it would be a good idea. Look how many candidates there are in the recruiting mm-hmm. process. And for my first letter, they replied something negative. For my second, it was more neutral. And for my last one, they said, yes, we're gonna do it.
Whoa,
and they did create an additional class, actually, in that school. However, I didn't get into that class because I got to the one that was higher, you know? Because it seemed like after all, I didn't really need that, this whole process with letters, because my grades were good enough to get there. But still, I think it's quite funny, you know?
Yeah, it's so funny. Oh my God.
Okay, but coming back to Germany, mm-hmm. If you could give yourself pre-Germany self a piece of advice, what would it be?
It would be strong. It's okay if you feel alone, and don't be stressed, because if you are doing a real effort, you will find a result.
I really like it. You know what I would perhaps add?
Uh-huh.
Maybe that it's okay to not be okay, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Like, maybe there's this pressure that you need to be, especially here in Germany, to be, you know, always organized, responsible, and on time. But it's completely natural and normal to sometimes have worse days or not feeling, you know, maybe the best, but it doesn't mean you're gonna feel like that always, right?
Yeah,
the better
course.
Days will come, especially during winter. After every winter in Germany, there is a spring.
Oh, yeah.
And there is a summer, apparently, but not a very long one.
Yeah, and for us, it's coming soon.
Yeah, unfortunately, the winter is coming.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so do you ever regret coming to study here?
Not really, no. I don't regret, because I believe that from the first day that I came to Germany till today, I learned a lot of new things. So I don't regret if I'm learning, if I'm improving, I'm not regretting.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's a good approach. Very healthy one, you know. Maybe you had a chance to travel throughout the country.
Actually, as I said, I have like my cousins. They live in Bielefeld. So I already went to Bielefeld a lot of times, like just for free food and I spend like the weekends there if I want to change like the mood. And also, as I said, I went to Hannover to two of my friends. They are from my home city, and I really like to go there. By the way, one of them, it's his birthday today.
Happy birthday to you.
Cha cha cha.
What's the name of your friend?
Iheb.
Happy birthday, Iheb.
Happy birthday, Iheb.
So
yeah, and I think I really want to go to Berlin.
Oh, you haven't been?
No, I will.
Let's go together.
Yeah, let's
right
do
now.
It. Let's do it. I really want to go to Berlin, really, in a good weather, I hope.
Oh, so never, I guess.
Oh my God.
Yeah. You need to hurry, actually, because the winter is really coming. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, let's maybe change topic to something slightly more serious. What are your career goals, and how the studying in Germany you think will influence this professional ambitions?
I really dream of doing a project in my life, like a real project that I like, and I will be like my own entrepreneur.
So by project you mean like your own business?
Yeah, my own business. I mean, yeah, I mean like I want to do my own business, but of course not now because I'm not as ready as I think. So I always think that I really want to work in a lot of companies. Look on how it's...
You want to be a sneaky stealer, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Steal their ideas.
Not stealing the idea. Maybe I have my own ideas, but steal how they are working on their
the
work.
The efficiency.
Yeah, the efficiency. So I'm more about going to a lot of companies, working and looking at what's happening, and maybe one day I will start my own business.
Okay, and you have like roughly like an idea what this business could be about, or it's still in the process?
It's still in the process, still in the process, because I believe that every year the ideas change and something become more normal and something become that we don't, I don't know, for example, something that we don't use anymore, you know?
Yeah.
So it's still in the process.
Need to be adaptable. That's,
and
that's true.
Innovative, of course, because you need to have a future vision. So I think this is the more important thing.
Okay, so if we already talk about the future, do you see yourself continuing your journey in Germany or moving to a different place in the future?
I think no. For now, maybe I can like stay a little bit in Germany. I mean, like finishing my studies. I want to gain more experience and like learn more new things, and maybe I want to change and go to another country with a new culture. I'm really open to travel and see how the world is looking like, you know.
That's great.
Yeah,
I think it's a great attitude, you know, to be open-minded to just exploring the world, exploring the various cultures, than already focusing on settling down, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that was my actually last question.
Oh,
so thank you so much for your time. And that's it from us for today. The episodes are available on our website podcast.leufana.de, Spotify and iTunes. Thanks for tuning in. Until next time.